With Election Day less than 3 months away and no end to the coronavirus pandemic in sight, election officials in New York are scrambling to handle an expected spike in absentee ballots. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC. New York State Board of Elections Commissioner Peter Kaczynski calls what the state accomplished in the June primary an impossible task. Not only were local boards conducting multiple elections on the same day and dealing with the dramatics of an off-again, on-again Democratic primary, thanks to COVID-19, he says roughly 40% of this summer's nearly 2 million votes took place via mail-in absentee ballot.
The rules around the elections were constantly changing. The qualifications for absentee ballots were changed. How voters could apply for an absentee ballot was changed. Then all ballots were going to be sent out. Then absentee ballot applications were to be mailed to every eligible voter. And then they were to be in postage page envelopes.
In the end, some races took weeks to call, and roughly 1 in 5 absentee ballots were thrown out because they either missed the mail-in deadline or lacked a formal signature. The results have drawn sharp criticism over the security and feasibility of mail-in voting, particularly from President Trump, who has claimed without evidence that mail-in voting is rife with fraud and at the same time has moved to cut funding to the U.S. Postal Service. Blair Horner, executive director of the New York Public Interest Research Group, says mail-in voting could very well be good for the state.
I mean, there are some states that conduct all of their elections by mail and have for years. And those are some of the states, Oregon, for example, that have the highest voter turnout in the country. And it makes perfect sense. It also means that there's a paper trail for people's votes. So if somebody's trying to hack into the system, it makes it a lot easier to validate the election if you have a paper ballot system. So the big problem will be, can the system handle the bigger turnout?
New York, it would seem, isn't built that way. Rather, Commissioner Kaczynski says 95% of the state's elections are designed to take place in person on machines. And even then, poll lines in New York City have never been able to fully comply with the Board of Elections' 30-minute wait limit for presidential elections. In a rush to find answers, lawmakers and election officials alike are proposing a number of changes, including relying more on early voting, expanding the 7-day postmark for mail-in ballots, expanding the time frame for absentee ballot applications, implementing drop boxes, and changing the layout of the ballots themselves to include a big red sign here X by the signature line. Darlene Harris is the Republican commissioner with the Schenectady County Board of Elections. She says she's all for changing the layout of ballots, but simple voter education goes a long way.
I would rely on news media ourselves. You know, all boards of elections need to, you know, have all of the information available electronically on their websites and things like that. And if they use social media, you know, that they're pushing out the information to the voters as well. And then the voters have to take a little bit of responsibility too. And if they want to take actions or have questions, then they're contacting their local boards of elections to get the proper information. Don't rely on, you know, what your friend said.
Where election officials agree is that any measure, even basic voter education, costs money. Kaczynski says the State Board of Elections received $20 million from the federal government and $4 million from the state for June's primaries and spent a good majority of it. Harris is optimistic that the canceled April primary and some smart budgeting on the board's part will allow Schenectady County to bring in additional staff to handle absentee ballots in the fall, but that isn't the case wherever you go. State Board of Elections co-executive director Robert Brehm argues that many local boards can't afford to hire more poll workers or implement the other new measures without state funding.
I'm asking for something specifically. We don't have the resources, but you do.
Do they? Governor Andrew Cuomo warns New York faces a $30 billion shortfall over the next 2 years as a result of COVID-19. And with Congress deadlocked over the next phase of relief funding, help doesn't appear to be on the way. NYPERG's Horner says that shouldn't matter.
While it is facing a incredible budget deficit, this is a constitutional right, and the state should be doing all it can to make sure that the rickety, flawed system that we have already works as best as it can. And a big chunk of that is going to be resources devoted by the state.
Governor Cuomo is expected to expand the qualifications for absentee ballots, allowing a COVID excuse. Election Day is November 3rd. Horner notes voters must apply for absentee ballots within 30 days of that date, and early voting is open from October 24th to November 1st. Lastly, you can turn in absentee ballots directly at your local Board of Elections office and cut out the mail altogether. Reporting for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.